The message you are about to hear is God's relevant word for the now. The man of God, Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah, is a man of faith, equipped with the mandate of shaping lives through the word of God. This word brings to bear on the hearer experiential knowledge, practical wisdom, and spiritual understanding. Be blessed as you listen to God's servant, the Apostle Dr. Alex Nkrumah.
Jonah chapter 2. If you didn't bring your Bible, follow us on the screens. From inside the fish, Jonah prayed to the Lord his God, and he said, "In my distress, I called to the Lord. He answered me. From the depths of the grave, I called for help. And you listened to my cry. You held me into the deep, into the very heart of the seas. And the current swirled about me. All your waves and breakers swept over me. I said, I have been banished from your sight, yet I will look again toward your holy temple. The engulfing waters threatened me. The deep surrounded me. Seaweed was wrapped around my head. To the roots of the mountain I sank down. The earth beneath bowed me in forever. But you brought my life up from the pit, O Lord my God. When my life was ebbing away, I remembered you, O Lord. And my prayer rose to you, to your holy temple. Those who cling to worthless idols forfeit the grace that could be theirs. But I, with a song of thanksgiving," repeat after me, with a songs of thanksgiving, thank you, "will sacrifice to you what I have vowed I will make good. Salvation comes from the Lord." And I want you to take note of the conjunction "and" that follows right after thanksgiving. "And the Lord commanded the fish, and it vomited Jonah onto the dry land. Have your own way, Yahweh. In your presence we stand. You've brought us here together in this temple that bears your name. Yod, hey, wow, hey. This awesome name, this fearful name, this name that is a strong tower and the righteous run into it and they are saved. This name that prospers, protects, and this name that displaces the enemy. In reality, no power competes with you. Nothing competes with you. It is only because you are who you are. That's why you have allowed the enemy to use men to try to do things as if to frustrate your plan. Because you have a time set for the enemy. And this is why we're always glad that when you reveal to us what we should do, we come to you doing it in your way. We ask the grace of our Lord Jesus that enable mortal men to do things that bring the omnipotent onto the scene to be upon us as we engage in prayer of thanksgiving for our dear nation Ghana and for all the people in this nation. Help us to do this your way, in Jesus' name. Amen. Take your seat in the presence of God. We still in the approved route. And today I want to share with us briefly, and then we'll rise up to pray, what I have captioned, thanksgiving that triggers accelerated miracle. Repeat after me. Thanksgiving that triggers accelerated miracle. Say again, thanksgiving that triggers accelerated miracle. Hallelujah. Oftentimes in our lives, we always do look back. But God has not created us to look back. Lot's wife looked back. Because the instructions was that, go to the place designed for you. When she chose to do it her way, she has become a damning testimony. It turned to be a pillar of salt. Because we are under grace, you will not be turned to the pillar of salt. Because grace allows you to do whatever you want to do. But Peter tells us that we are children of grace, but we should not use the grace of God as a cover up for sin. So all we do, when we come to the presence of God, most of the time, when we talk of thanksgiving, we always look back to what God has done. And after that, we offer thanks offering and we go away. However, the greatest thanksgivings in the Bible, the greatest of them, as shown in the book of Jonah and in the life of our Lord Jesus, are thanksgivings that look forward. And that is faith. It is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. And that's exactly what Jonah did. Jesus did the same thing. 5,000 men minus women and men, women and children, were scattered on the desert. And a small boy's lunch or 5 loaves and small fishes. The Bible says that the disciples even doubted. And then Jesus said, let them sit down. Jesus did not talk about the size of the bread or the smallness of the fishes. But what did he do? He said, let them sit down. And then he took the bread and the fishes. When he took it, what did he do? The Bible says he organized a thanksgiving. 5,000 men, minus women and children, and you hold this and you are saying that let them sit down? What do you mean? Jesus organized the thanksgiving alone. But Jesus, after the thanksgiving, took the bread and then gave it to the very people who were spectators. Very disciples who were spectators. Like some of you, when we were starting to build, you thought that how could we get the money to build? You became a spectator. But today it's a reality. You are enjoying the air condition. So, the same people who were spectators, after the Thanksgiving, one man show, one man Thanksgiving. I mean, use whatever come to you to make people's life better. Ah. You are only great as the people you have made great. And that's how my master stood, what my master stood for. The same spectators, take it and distribute it. After the thanksgiving that looked forward, there was an accelerated miracle upon the bread and the fishes. The 5,000 people ate and they took 12 baskets. Somebody rise up and say, acceleration. Now sit down. Jesus shows us the way. Most of you have advertised the devil too much. Your prayer is focused on the devil. Your prayer must focus on God. if you don't know, search the Bible and see how Jesus behaved. When he organized the thanksgiving, the disciples were looking at him. Mary, Martha, and the family, they were all looking at him. Yet Jesus was behaving like God Almighty, because he says that as the Father raises the give life to the dead and raises them, so he has given me authority to do the same. I cannot do aught. I said, Father, I thank you that you hear me always. Thanksgiving that accelerates miracle. The moment he finished the thanksgiving, he said, Lazarus, come forth. And the dead man came. Do you know the power that lifted the dead man to the front of the tomb? That is the same power that God will demonstrate through you to bring acceleration. Every disease in your body will vanish. Any problem in your life will vanish. Think about the power. Jesus says, loose him and let him go. What Jesus said is what has become the subject of preaching. Loose him and let him go. But what should become the subject is the power that brought the man. The power that brought the man. Amen. I am talking about thanksgiving that accelerates. And that is what we are coming to do. Jonah. Let me say that. Greater number of Christians know the story of Jonah. But believers in Christ understand the message. But God loves the sinner. God loves the wicked man. God loves everybody. He loves you. He loves the sinner. He loves the righteous. He loves everybody because he created us in his own image. You are always talking about the armed robber. How did he become armed robber? What kind of conversation do you engage in when your children are passing? That's not part of my message. But we are quick to criticize. We are quick to say this and that and that. Yes! This man, this is that, this is that. Criticize everybody. But my brother and sister, listen. There is something we must do. God has not raised us to talk. The Bible says he joined a boat and God caused a stir on the sea. Eventually he owned up, because there was a lot cast. You know, if you don't follow the Bible, you will follow stories. And because of our superstitious background, everybody can bring out a demon from everything. I am telling you, I know growing up places my mother took me to, there are several marks on my body. But when Christ appeared to me, talisman, big one, Ebenezer Assemblies of God, on the late Reverend Mintes ministry, he preached about the power in the blood of Jesus. I was the only one who came to the altar and accepted the Lord that day. I knelt, led me to Christ, accepted Christ, and prayed for me. And I saw that something has taken place in me. So we speak of what we know. So when I stand and I'm talking about demonic things and stuff, we have passed through the Red Sea symbolically. We have crossed through the River Jordan symbolically. Here in the, some of the things God has done is so huge. Where we have been taken to and what God has done in our lives. Because two times in my life, the reason Christ has appeared to me and have given me instructions. Hello? So, they were superstitious. The Bible says, from the belly of the fish. And now listen to me. Did you know that many of you have been made to believe that it is only when you pray and shout God hears? Yet the Bible says that we should pray with all prayer and supplication. Put it there, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18. At verse 17 and 18. All prayer. What does it mean to pray with all prayer? Listen to me carefully. Jonah was in the belly of the fish, number one. Number two, he was at the bottom of the sea. So was he able to shout? Now listen, if you are not walking by scripture, the Bible says, and pray in the spirit on all occasions with what? All kinds of prayers and requests. It means you should know when to do what. Spiritual things are spiritually designed. You don't do things by heart. In the military, we have the lieutenant. From lieutenant, you write an exam and you're promoted to a captain. From captain, you have to write an exam to be promoted to a major. When he reaches major, it is not by exams. It is by what they call commendation or whatever. So the promotion, you don't write an exam again. They commend you and you are promoted from major to lieutenant colonel. From lieutenant colonel, you are promoted. You don't write exam. Lieutenant colonel to full colonel. From full colonel to brigadier general. From brigadier general, you go to lieutenant general. From the lieutenant general, you go to major general. From major general, you go to general. From general, you go to field marshal. These are all commendations. And everybody who has the rank knows. And so when he meets the superior, he salutes. So you must make yourself a person who the power of God will rise you to the level. Rise up and say, Yahweh, help me. Hello? From the belly, Jonah started, said, in my distress. And he was in distress. So we are in distress. But in this distress, God is more concerned about the people in this nation. And he's looking for somebody to cry out, you are that person. You are that person. And today you are going to do that. From the belly of the fish, Jonah organized thanksgiving. Wonderfully enough, he too, he was alone. Jesus was alone in his thanksgiving. That accelerated the miracle. Jonah's thanksgiving, he was alone. The fish didn't join him, and it accelerated the miracle. Today, we are a local church. We are coming to thank God for Ghana. And the miracle for Ghana will be accelerated. Rise up and say, Yahweh, you are God. Amen. But listen, Jonah said, I said I have been banished from your side, yet I look again toward your holy temple. He was in the belly. He was in the belly of the fish, down, bottom of the sea. And yet he said that I see myself in the temple. I want you to picture brighter Ghana. Picture brighter Ghana. Say, Ghana will be bright. By my prayer, our nation will be brighter. Don't worry about the politicians. They are our brothers and sisters. Take care how you use your mouth against them or for them. They are our brothers and sisters. They are our very people. And so you must take care. They are fighting with words, but behind the scenes, they eat together. We love them. Parker syndrome, who is vying for the presidency, is one of the great entrepreneurs in this nation, employing a lot of people. Aren't you afraid to speak ill of that man? In the name of politics, you insult him. For what? What will you gain? Jonah didn't insult the people who threw him into the water. Nana Akufo-Addo, look at the track record of this man's political ambition. He has been somebody who has always been at the forefront fighting for the cause of people. Because of politics, you open your mouth and insult this man. Yet he is seeking the mandate of the people to lead Ghana. If you can't do anything, keep your mouth shut. John Mahama is one of the most gentle people we have ever had. He's a soft-spoken person. Soft-spoken person. He does not speak by insult and stuff like that. Because of politics, the mouth that have been risen against this man is so worrying. Yet, he can father many of the people who insult him. Why do we behave this way? Did Jonah insult the fish? Did Jonah insult the people who threw him into the... So why are you behaving that way? God, help me. Edward Mahama is an astute medical doctor. Astute medical doctor. He's vying for the leadership of this nation. And yet people will rise up and insult him. Have you reached or attained what he has attained? So what future are you laying for your children and your own descendants? Rise up and say, God, help us. And for the rest, I will leave them. Because these are the bigger parties I know. The rest, they are coming up. If Jonah didn't insult, but rather said, God, I thank you for my present position. But I know that as I am thanking you, I am standing in your temple. As we rise up to thank the Lord, we are thanking God, listen, for sparing us for the mess we have caused. The mess we have caused. Myself, number one. And the rest of Amivad, you, and you, number two. And the rest of Ghanaians, number three. Say, God, I have caused a mess. Yeah, some of you are not saying it. Say, God, I have caused a mess. Look, those of you who are sitting here, who do not want to join in, when Daniel was making confession for Israel, when Nehemiah was confessing for the broken walls of Jerusalem because of his fathers, some of you are sitting here. And when I say repeat after me, you didn't. If I had said, bind the devil, you would have shouted on the top of your voice. Because people have made you Satan conscious, demonic conscious. And so you don't see any good thing. But from today, you will see better days ahead of your life. The moment Jonah offered the thanksgiving that looked forward for a better life and a brighter life, you know what happened? There was a command issued. Hey, fish, come on. From today, God is going to issue a command to the powers in the heavenlies. Vomit Ghana into a better land. Vomit Ghana into practical wisdom. Vomit Ghana into experiential knowledge. Vomit Ghana into spiritual understanding. Vomit Ghana to know how to use the resources. Vomit Ghana.
Thank you for listening. And now may the word of God dwell with you richly. For more inquiries, you can contact us on the internet at www.rrcag.org. You can also email us at info@rrcag.org or call us on 0302-763-153. God richly bless you.